Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2009 were presented on Thursday, April 30th. Calliope is the student journal of art and literature published every spring at Northern Virginia Community College, Annandale campus. Now you will hear a winner in the category of creative nonfiction as he reads from his work. Third prize, Brandon Alexander Rickey, The Jupiter Room.
Hi, I'd like to firstly thank, first and foremost, Adam Childs for putting up with me not coming to class six times in a row. And, we've come a long way from there. And all my friends and my girlfriend, so thank you very much for being here. I quote Kurt Vonnegut, "Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt." One afternoon, 2 years after my trip to London and my final charade at the infamous nightclub, the Jupiter Room, after 2 years of drug abuse and virtually no contact with my friends or family, I finally woke up. It wasn't my doing. Everything in my line of vision was fuzzy and my blood felt ice cold flowing through my veins. I didn't even know where I was at first until I looked down at my arm and saw the IV sticking out of it. My mother was sitting at my bedside, crying quietly, while my father slumped in the chair with a solemn grimace on his face. Clarity was coming back to me slowly. I remember. I remember the night before. I was at a party and I had been doing more cocaine in an hour than most do in a day. God, why? I overdosed. God, why? My stomach sank through the bed and onto the floor. I overdosed and I was in the hospital. The only word I could force out of my mouth was Mom. She launched forward and lashed her arms around my frame and cried more deeply than I had ever heard or felt in my life. My heart exploded into a million pieces and the shards rested on the floor with my stomach. What had I done to us? What had I done to all of us? My family. What had I done to me? 1 year later, somewhere between nostalgia and regret is where I rest. The days aren't as beautiful as they once were. Nothing really is. Nothing seems as important as it once was, but I'm content with the now. I'm making the best of a horrible decision I made when I was a boy. Now I am a man. A man that realized there is something more to this mix-up we call life, more than addiction at least. It's weird to think about it sometimes, how drastically different I am from the insecure boy that used to sit in the back of classrooms daydreaming, kissing his grandmother on the cheek in the picture-perfect example of innocence on his fifth birthday. The all-American boy playing baseball growing up, making his mother proud. The same boy that worked all year long to afford a trip to London just to come back with the promises of a lifetime interchange with a drug problem. That boy is the Jupiter Room, the walls, the floor, the foundation. That boy is the cement, the woodwork, the lights, and the curtains. That boy is the dream. That boy is long gone, and I miss him. Thanks.
Now you will hear the winner in the category of English as a Second Language as he reads his essay. First prize, Yudai Ishikawa, Check Myself.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my essay to everyone. I'm glad to be here, and I would like to thank Professor Noom and the assistant Pasi. I'm going to read my essay, Check Myself. When I played Japanese chess, my grandfather used to say, victory is how long you can control your emotions. I know that for myself now. One night during summer vacation in 2008, I learned for the first time how to play chess from my cousin in the United States. He is a 70-year-old American boy. I used to play Japanese chess so I could easily understand how to play chess. After we practice a couple of times, we start seriously. While playing the game, his behavior changed. He often cursed me when I move my piece to a bad position or he move his piece to a bad position. Also, when I move my piece to a position that he thought was foolish, he say, "You are stupid, huh?" I realize he couldn't control his emotions. I move my piece to position that I thought was good, but he returned it to its former place provokingly. He looked at me as if he were despising a monkey. He absolutely thought he would not lose to me. As soon as he was winning, his words increased. Finally, he checked my king. I moved it to a safe place. He checked again. My king couldn't move anywhere. It was checkmate. And I lost the game. He shout and then knock over all of my pieces when he moved his last piece to checkmate. I felt very angry, but I didn't show my anger. He was very rude, but he didn't think so. He looked so satisfied. He was still talking to me about something. I ignored the words and wait for him to come down. Imagine that. If I say something, he would say more and get more impudent. I act calmly and politely. I wait, taking time before asking, "Can we play again?" During the next game, I move a knight, he move a pawn, I move a bishop, he move a queen. It was the most serious game. I try to contain my emotions and check myself. I thought and thought and thought. I really wanted to win, but if my mind were on winning, I would lose quickly. So I concentrate on the game. He came down. He was also thinking. So we kept silence for a long time. "Check," I say. Saying nothing, he thought. He moved his king to a place. "Check," I say again. His king couldn't move anywhere. He say nothing, I say nothing, but in my mind, I say checkmate. He was still looking at the board. Finally, I just say, "Thank you, I enjoyed the game." In conclusion, in chess, victory is getting a checkmate. To win, a person checks his opponent's king, but he also must check himself. It is a paradox, but I realize it during the game. I check my anger and I check myself. So I could check his king and win. How right my grandfather was. The chess game taught me that victory is being able to check myself. Thank you.
The Calliope Committee thanks Annandale faculty and staff in the following offices, divisions, and committees for their continued and generous support. Office of the Provost, Office of Student Development, Division of Languages and Literature, Division of Liberal Arts, Lyceum Committee, Languages and Literature Events Committee, Media Manager and Staff of the Nova Office of Public Information and Publications, and the faculty and students of the campus creative writing and art courses. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.